Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We have lots to get into this morning and lots to give you. If you want to interact, remember these numbers. You'll need them. Maybe not now, but at some point this morning, 800-520-1067. I know that we are all looking forward to Friday's backyard hang.
Oh, are we?
Well, it's getting a little... Listen, I want to appreciate everyone who has reached out, and there have been so many people. I mean, there's messages on the goat line about it, Allie. There's guy has offered to come and do an ice luge.
But, yeah, but you're not letting anybody in.
Yeah, I got my plus one all sorted
Jake, you're about to get a minus one.
Can I minus one myself?
No, you can't minus one yourself.
Man.
It's going to be...
Minus one!
No, you're already out, plus Omar. Three. Omar and Omar's ice cream cake has been ordered already. It says happy birthday, Omar, and we're going to watch it in time lapse melt in the sun because Omar's not going to be at his own birthday party.
Damn, I love ice cream cake.
Allie's back in now,
all right,
baby.
I'm in.
Plus one. I want to thank everyone who's offered it. Some DJs have reached out and said, if Omar won't be there, I will come and DJ. We have a house DJ that said he would come by and DJ. And everyone's offering up their services. And I think...
But this is all pointless because you don't want anybody there.
Well, now
this is the strangest party. It's a no party party.
Oh, you should have heard yesterday after the show, Klein going like, so guys, what do you want to do about this party? I'm like, throwing it. Why don't you decide what you want to do with your party?
It's supposed to be a rager, man.
This guy is now making me rethink everything.
Hey, what's going on, Klein Alley? This is Mel with Rice and Barbecue. I am a 5-year slogger now, I want to say. But yeah, I run a barbecue company that can cook whatever.
Whoa.
So we specialize in Filipino barbecue, but I can bring my grills if need be, Klein.
Filipino barbecue is one of my top 20 favorite types of barbecue. I love it.
It's in my top 30.
Today, but you know what? For you guys, let me know, okay? I messaged you guys before. I'm sure it's like Johnny that's replying to me or whatever, but... It's at Rice and Barbecue, RIC.
I gotta do some digging now. And then someone else had offered up Ron Solo Cup. Juan Solo Cup from the AA Avengers wanted to come by. Obviously, the Bud Light Bros.
But you're not going to let any of these people in.
No.
So this is, what are we doing
now? So are you updating us? What are you doing now?
What are you doing?
Here's more things that could happen.
but it's not.
I'm updating you guys that it's going
to... Let it happen, dude.
It could be a Project X situation. It gets a little out of control, and it's supposed to start small, and we'll see what happens. But, Al, if you don't want to go, if you're going to minus one yourself, you're out. No one's ever said at a pool party, where's that fun pregnant lady? So you want out, you're out.
Okay, fine. I'm out.
Allie's out.
Allie's got to be there.
If Allie wants out,
if you don't
she's
want
out.
Me there, then I won't be there.
Vanessa's in, and she says she's going to be drinking.
I said I was going to control myself. A beer.
Not me, I'm getting a beer.
Listen, you know what that
Vanessa
means.
Vanessa said she's going to have one beer. You know what?
Yeah.
That's a party.
That's a party.
Yeah, no kidding.
Vanessa's going
to be so wasted.
Listen to this. Vanessa has never done a keg stand before in her life.
No way. Really?
And Vanessa will be doing her first ever keg
stand.
Isn't that
ladylike?
Hey, listen, you don't wear a skirt while you do it. But Vanessa's going to do her first ever keg stand. And Allie, you don't think that is going to be something that is going to be...
it's going to be epic.
Epic. I mean, I think Omar could end up showing up.
So, yeah, maybe.
Have you expanded the guest list at all, or is it just us again?
It's once again just you guys.
Okay.
But
is your wife going to be there?
She is trying,
she
to, be working trying to find
else?
Somewhere else to go work.
Oh,
but I said to her, why
is
don't...
Is it still just from noon to two?
I told her... Maybe 1:30. We may cut it a half hour short. I think we're going to push it.
I can't even get there till 12:45.
Great. That's over then.
Why can't you get there till 12:45?
What?
I got to go home and feed the dog and stuff.
And you bringing your dog?
Of course.
Oh, Jesus.
I think there's a no dogs policy.
I think it's going to go till 3. I think I'm going to expand it an hour.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm going to expand it an hour. And
Party animal.
And
so we have time to get hungry again because there'll be nothing else to do after.
It's
going to
be Filipino barbecue now, apparently.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar. I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
So we got that to look forward to. Allie, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. I've got some surprises now. I'm telling you, I've planned some. Now I've gotten into the excitement of it. Now I'm
Suave Agave going to be there?
Suave Agave is offered to come and make the
offered. Everyone has offered. Have you accepted any of these offers?
Yes.
I feel bad because I think people are under the impression that this is going to be a big, fun party, and it's not.
Okay.
Dude, so, way to sell it. What the hell? What are you doing here,
I'm
man?
I'm so confused.
Cancel my cake.
The cake.
It's confusing. Like, is this happening or not happening? In my brain, I feel like it's still not happening.
It's happening, but I think you guys are all under the impression. Like, Allie keeps going, Klein, invite a bunch of your friends to come over. It's noon on a Friday. I got my friends have jobs. Most of them, well, not all.
Not mine.
There's quite a few of them don't have jobs, but
dude,
a lot
the
of them,
Bud Light Bros?
A lot of them have jobs.
So we can't invite our friends either? I'm just saying, if it's only the five of us, it's not really a party. And if only two people are drinking, then what are we doing here?
Well, you're allowed to drink a little bit. Aren't you allowed to have a few drinks when you're pregnant, if you're swimming?
You do one keg stand?
I could probably do one keg stand.
Pregnant lady keg stand?
If I drink it slowly.
Yeah,
that'd be so funny. It is viral. That's viral stuff right there.
Seriously.
I mean, I'm telling you.
I'm going to show up if you do that.
Why don't you invite Megan Holliday and some other people
Megan
from
Holliday,
K-Rock
Megan
or something?
Holiday has,
something?
She's a buzzkill, man.
She's going to be there giving out the Norcan.
Yeah.
She has the life of the party.
She's going to set up a tent and save lives.
I tell you, he's not the life of the party, you.
So it's, Allie, I'm just saying, I know you're concerned, but it's good.
Hey, have you guys ever partied with Johnny? I'm interested to see if he parties down.
Johnny says he's bringing his girlfriend and some friends.
Wow. Yeah, he'll probably bring some friends, too.
Why does he get to invite friends?
Because they're young and fun.
And hot.
Yeah, so Jake can't invite friends,
no.
But Johnny can?
Jake's friends, he posts his friends every week when he does his Magic the Gathering
tournament. Yeah, we don't want those people there.
He's going to bring Moist Joyce and like all those other bar characters.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
I can't have that. Allie, I can't have that in my bed.
I don't have anything in common with hot
Let
girls.
Johnny bring his friends.
At some point, around 3 o'clock, my kids are going to get back from school, and they're going to see this whatever the hell's transpiring in my backyard.
What about 562 said, why don't we just get an Airbnb for like a night or a few hours or something, and then we can throw a big party.
Well, the problem with the Airbnbs are, you talk about not the life of the party. They shut down parties before anyone else because everyone decided, I don't mind if you sleep in my house, but I don't want you partying in my house. People got real mad about that. So now the only time to have a party now is you got to do it in your own house.
I mean, we're only renting it once.
That's a good point. Well, I guess if we don't plan on getting our deposit back.
213 said, I'm a stripper and I'll come.
Whoa.
His name's Julio.
Oh, boo.
Pass.
No.
I'm it.
I'm all about Julio.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, for Vanessa, unicorn, right, Vanessa? unicorn. So.
As in like unicorn, no thank you.
Okay, I don't think it works like that.
I was trying to rhyme.
Okay, so the point is...
It's hard to rhyme with unicorn.
For everyone who has sent DMs about this, this is not a show...
It's not a party, all right? So shut up.
It's not a party. You know you gotta tell the cops when they come and they knock
Can
on the door?
Just go inside and watch a movie or something?
We're gonna watch a movie.
I'd rather do that.
What are you going to show? What movie are you going to show?
Schindler's List. I'll make it really
We're going to watch
You sound like an upgrade to this party.
That's what I'm calling the guest list for this party, actually. We got to take a break. When we get back, we have more show. If you think that was fun, oh, just wait.
We know how to have a good time.
I'm just telling you. You want to poo-poo it all you want. If it's just me and Vanessa, she's doing keg
stands. I mean,
you're
just not selling it very well. I don't think any of us are really excited except Jake.
Wouldn't you rather I under-promise and over-deliver?
I would rather be promised something.
I did promise you something.
You got to say yes to Suave Agave, the barbecue guy, and all the stuff, dude. The DJs, you got to say yes.
You're
not going to have a DJ if your wife is going to be there working from home.
I told her. I said I put my foot down. From noon until
Your
2.
Tiny foot?
From noon until 2.
Is that when you had the 1:30 discussion?
Yeah, that's right. I said noon until 2, I'm doing what I want to do in this backyard.
She's like, when my nails are done, the party's over.
She goes,
I'm coming back home.
She goes, 1:30, they're out of here. I said, no, don't you worry. So it's just plan accordingly. I'm just saying, I know you're all trying to fit. And Omar, I think it's worth the commitment.
All right, we'll see. Where do you live?
Don't worry, you're going to be there. I can't give the coordinates around. You'll see.
Coordinates?
This is like a treasure map now?
I will give you guys your clues later this week.
Okay.
All right, if you find that you get to go.
Now this is fun.
no. It's going to be a murder mystery, Allie. It's your favorite.
Okay.
We take a quick break. The only thing that's murdered is fun at this party. We'll be back with more show next.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.